Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 162, recorded on December 20th, 2013. Hi, I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And guess what, everybody? It's Christmas time! Woo! And to bring in the old Christmas 2013... we got some Maz with us as our guest today.
Hello, ho, ho.
What's up, ho, ho, ho?
Oh, whoa.
I'm good, chaps. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Excellent. From down under, where it's nice and warm down there.
It is a toasty 43 degrees Celsius, so it's
what's
like
that 100
mean?
Degrees
drink.
Up here.
Yeah, like 180, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's like living on the sun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So you'll never get a white Christmas there, right? Or a white crimbo.
No, the whitest my Christmas gets is looking at my pasty body in the sun as it reflects and blinds everybody on the beach.
Nice. That's okay. Is anyone else turned on? Because I kind of am.
I like it like that.
Awesome.
I can see his afro's just growing a little bit. It's like spiking up.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Might have a bit of a nip slip during
that's
the show.
That's how it
maybe.
Works. So we got a great show today. We got some wonderful well-wishers, Christmas goodies, and presents galore. Maybe not. But we do have a great show about a game called Minecraft.
Yeah.
Oh,
heard of it?
What's that all about?
It's a
game. Yeah, it's this cool game that came out like 3 years ago. It's pretty sweet.
I know what it is.
Is it just 3 years ago?
Yeah, only. So, yeah, here we are. We got our Christmas hats on. We got some gifts that came to the studio. We got some cupcakes from Kim. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And a case of beverages.
That's right. Eggnog.
So before we get on to the show, Maz, tell us, we might have asked you this last time you were on the show, which was like episode, what, like 40 or something?
20. Yeah. Something like that.
140
episodes. It was a long time ago.
So we're glad to get you back. We've been doing a lot of videos with you. You're actually editing a video of us right now. So that's
a Christmas special. I just tweeted a little sneak peek.
Nice.
Did you give them a taste of it?
Yeah,
a little taste of the old twit pics.
Can't wait to see it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great fun. A bit of a Christmas adventure map that we played. And
it was made by Lucklin.
That's right.
Lucklin's a good guy. He's been on the show many times. A friend of ours. So yeah.
More than Maz. He's been on more than Maz, actually.
Yeah, you just have to keep rubbing it in, don't you?
So speaking of Maz, I noticed your YouTube channel is Extreme Beyond, and I always call you Maz, and that's what do you like to be referred to as?
My name is Maz, and the channel is Extreme Beyond. So I don't know whether that's confusing. I mean, I don't call you Dead Workers.
That's true.
That's a good little point there.
That's true.
So yeah, Maz is the way forward.
Yeah.
And any variation on that.
And where did that come from?
I used to play a lot of Mario Party back in the day, like Mario Party 1, I'm talking like 1992 or whenever that came out.
Yeah.
And I was always Mario, and my friend's sister gave me the nickname because my name is Aaron, and in Australia, the basic way of nicknaming someone is just to take the first letter of their name and put a Z on the end. So I'd be Az, and then Azza, and, you know, whatever. But we added the M because of the whole Mario thing, and that's there you go. Ah. That's a true story.
Nice.
That's it. My son's named Aaron. That's his middle name. First name Jacob.
He's kind of built it letter by letter.
Am I giving too much info?
Yeah.
I mean, we went to Target, so everybody's got our info.
Well, yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
We're all good, right?
Oh, talk.
Yeah. So what is so we haven't had you on the show in quite a while. So what is the focus of your channel? Like, explain your channel to everybody.
Right now, it's just been rebooted into some serious Minecraft action. We've got Minecraft Survivors, which is a vanilla server with guests coming on to help achieve missions. We take comments from people, and they're giving us sort of little side goals and achievements to do. So, you know, collect 20 wool or whatever, and we're starting to work on that. That's been really fun. Lots of Pokemon. I know this isn't about Minecraft, but we play a lot of Pokemon stuff. We do a thing called the Paralytic Pokedex, which takes a lot of prep work, actually, because we've got to get hammered before we start recording, because that's the whole point. And then we just go through the official Pokedex app and review what we think of the designs over the last 15 years. That's pretty fun to do. And we give away a lot of Pokemon merch, like plushies and books and balls and merchandise from like 1995 that I've still got, and that kind of thing. So that's fun.
Nice.
And then adventure maps with people like you and some of the other crew that I work with down here. It's good.
Cool.
Nice. Sweet. I was looking at your channel this week, and your the video that YouTube lets you do for like non-subscribers. I absolutely love what you did with that video, and I think I'm going to talk to Eric and steal that idea, like the menu video.
Oh yeah, I'm going to update that. I update that every year, so it's more relevant. But yeah, I love that, just to give people a taste of everything, because I've played thousands of games, and it's not obvious right off the bat, so having those menu playlists, treat it like a DVD menu, really.
Yeah,
it's good times.
True. Good times.
Is it good times?
And now I'm out of beer, so I'm probably gonna have to go to the fridge.
Oh. Well, go to the fridge, and I'm gonna play this message from who should I play it from, Eric? You pick a name out of the bag. You know what's in the bag.
How about, let's start it off with a bang. How about some Bebop Vox?
Okay, here's a little message from Bebop Vox.
What's up, the Dead Workers Party? Bebop Vox here, and that's right, I'm at work. But I wanted to say, from behalf of the Vox Force, Merry Christmas, and I hope you guys have an awesome one, a safe one, and as always, diamonds to you, and happy holidays. Yeah!
And he's like cool. Inside of an airplane.
Love you, Keith!
Yay!
Love you, man!
Thank you.
Excellent. Love you.
Excellent stuff. And we have a bunch of greetings from all kinds of different friends. We'll sprinkle them out throughout the show. But first,
like
we
magic
have
magic pixie dust.
Yes, and Maz is back from the fridge.
The most magical of pixie dust.
That was quick. Do you have a fridge like right next to you?
I've got a little bar fridge down here, mate. Yeah,
oh, those Australians.
That's smart. We need one of those in here, don't we?
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah,
we need a couple.
Yeah,
of them, actually.
You guys need like porty glues just under your desks. When you guys go for a toilet break, it's like,
you're
see
right.
You tomorrow then.
It's a bit of a hike to get to the bathroom here.
That is true. That's true. Speaking of hike, no, not really, but we've got a couple sponsors for the show. You can always go to deadworkers.com/sponsor if you want to sponsor the show. The first one here is from Breaky 8 Cub, who says,
Merry Christmas from Cub and the crew, because Breaky 8 was just too difficult. Nice. Did I say it right? I always wonder if I say it right.
I think it's Bratiate.
Oh. Bratiate.
Bratiate.
See, Maz got it. The next one here is a couple server sponsors. First one is from MumbleRit, who says, Mutt's World, it's awesome. Come play with us. Log on at lobby.muttsworldmine.com. Try our L2D server, a Left 4 Dead tribute. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Try that out.
Mutt's World. And Jiggerbov, thanks for being awesome and playing my maps. Why is it asking me to put in two messages? Go to jiggerbov.net. Very check out cool. All his maps. He's a great guy, and we love all his maps.
Yeah,
make
thanks for making the maps
amazing
for us.
Maps.
You make them, we play them. That's our motto around these parts. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Think about that for a little while.
Yeah. You sit in that corner and you think about what you've done. Making those maps.
Our journey!
Our journeys!
It's a little Christmas journey.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Let's go ahead and start with Maz on this. What you been up to this week, Maz?
I've been playing a lot of Hypixel and Hive. Is it Hive? Yeah, the big.
Yeah, the Hive.net. Yeah.
Lots of mini games, recording for a special Crimbo playlist that I'm putting together to release on Christmas Day with a bunch of people, and just the idea is just nice little 3 to 5 minute videos, and you just whack on the playlist on Christmas Day and just sit there, suck an eggnog or whatever you might be doing, and enjoy some Minecraft and that kind of thing. Those games are awesome. And there's heaps of new ones on Hypixel too that I hadn't seen before, so that was awesome.
Yeah, like Cranked.
Cranked.
We still don't really know what that means.
We still don't know what that's about.
I apparently got crunk. but I don't know what that means.
Oh, I know what it means
in context of this game.
Oh yeah, no, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I assume crunk would be the past tense of getting cranked.
Cranked.
That's right, yeah.
Cranked, crunk. Yeah, I think that's right.
Mm.
True. And that's the what do you call that? The verbiage tree or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't do well in school when it comes to words.
Well, it doesn't matter because they change all those things.
Yeah. The kids will come up with some new meaning for it anyway. So I don't know.
Especially in math. Yeah. So that's going off subject. So what have you been doing, Afro?
I'm still playing on Minecraft server, Bitburner server. The last time I played, I died and lost all the stuff, including my diamond pickaxe and all my supplies for building my road, which someone finished for me. I'm quite happy.
Oh, that's right. You were working on a road last night.
Yeah, I was obsessed with this road. Like, I stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning working on this road. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I have to go to work tomorrow.
this must be an awesome road.
Minecraft is so like that. I'm just going to finish this train track to my mine. Yeah. And maybe I'll put in a reverse track as well, so it's easier for people.
And then 8 hours later, it's like, what have I done with my life?
And now it's your boss
is calling you. Hey, what are you doing?
I could have built a real train track.
I'm making a track, boss. What's up with you?
And he's like, you need to come to work right now.
So is Minecraft an open server? It is
whitelisted right now. Okay. He's waiting for the bucket. Plugins and stuff like that to get updated to the current versions, and once that's done, I still think he's going to have it whitelisted, but as a application process, so you can apply to be on the server.
Okay, I wonder if we're still whitelisted.
I know Eric is. I'm not sure about you.
Oh,
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
you unwhitelisted me, didn't you?
I have no control over it. It's just Eric has played on the server, so I know he's whitelisted.
Yeah.
Cool. And also, Bitburner said he was the one who finished your road, Afro.
Thank you, Bitburner.
Which, as we all know, Bitburner's awesome.
Yes, he is.
Totes.
So,
Minecraft, what's going on there? Is that, like, the thing? Oh, my goodness. Hello, man. It's fucking spit it out.
Wait, you're talking about Minecraft?
There's two things. Minecraft, like and like poop blocks.
Yeah, I've heard about Minecraft, like crack attack.
Yeah. We're talking about Minecraft, like something you do in the little chair with a hole in it.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
shut up, Matt.
Squirt hole.
The squirt hole.
I know what Minecraft is. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about whitelisting me. I don't know about the old squirt hole.
Yikes.
So speaking of squirt holes, how has your week been, Eric?
That went downhill rapidly.
This week, lots of mini games with Brent and Maz, of course. But we're all kind of talking about that. But aside from that, So here's the thing: I need a modding pro to help me out modding apps or modding Minecraft with mods that might not be up to date per se and might not be compatible with other mods. I put a call out on my Twitter And thanks, by the way, all the people that replied. But I'm not really looking for people to tell me what to do because I've tried a lot of different things. And, you know, I'm not a beginner level, but I can't get the things to work together. So basically what I need is I need somebody who I can give a list of mods to and go, do it and give me the output. Just make it work. Don't tell me what to do.
That sounds like you need to talk to
Slowpoke. I can spend weeks on that.
Because like FTB basically make a pack of mods. Now, I don't know if all the mods you want to work together are in their, you know, repertoire of mods or not. But if they are, then they can work that out.
Okay. Well, these are mods that they've never put into FTB or anything like that.
Well, then I'm sure it's good.
Yeah.
Just
I mean, it's
Slowpoke.
You know, it's complicated, but like anyway, so I'm really on the hunt for that, and I've needed that for about a year now, and I've just haven't really asked anybody ever, but I'm just to the point where I'm tired of wasting weeks and weeks of messing with this stuff, and then at the end of, you know, like 4 weeks of working on it, I'm like, well, I don't have anything to show for it. Like nothing is working, and now I'm like, oh well. And then so basically I want these to make videos, like music videos and like some funky stuff with. And so if anybody out there can help me out, my Twitter is Eric Fullerton, at Eric Fullerton. So, yeah, thanks if anybody out there can help me. That would be excellent.
Do you have a list of these mods somewhere so people can?
Actually, yeah. I need Cam Studio, Minima, Explosions Plus, and any sort of shader. Those four mods would be awesome, right there.
Shaders, man. Shaders.
Those four mods. If you can make everything work on whatever the highest, I think like Explosions Plus is probably like 1.46 or something. Cam Studio is only updated to 1.64, so it's kind of like I'm okay having to use an older version. I just want a version just to work with those mods. So that would be
swell. And do they need to all work together, or you just need them all to work and get them up updated?
I just need them all to work
separately.
Yeah, it's some point, like on one Minecraft client, I want to open the client and have all those mods working.
Oh, so they do have to work together.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, I need them all.
Never listens to
me.
Never.
Can't you just backtrack to like an older version of Minecraft?
But then you wouldn't have all the new nifty stuff.
Yeah, I can. And that's okay. If I can get all the mods to work on whatever, I don't care. I just need them all
just
to work at the same time with all the dependencies, all the mod loaders, and the forge, and all the other frameworks.
Just go back to the, like, you know, whatever the earliest mod, like the version number that it requires.
Yeah. And then work with all the mods at that level.
At that level, yeah.
Yeah.
Or just wait for the API any day now.
I mean, I could do that, or I could just ask the community. And I was just asking the community. And if nobody can do that, that's cool. I'll just wait for the mod thing.
Fullerton, what you want is impossible.
It might be.
You expect the world, Eric Fullerton.
Yeah, I'm just saying
we
that
cannot
because
give
I like,
it to you.
I
like
results.
Saying Mr. Fullerton because it's just a fun thing to say.
Yes.
No, so, Mr. Fullerton, I expect you to die.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I think of that?
Nice. I like that one. So that's my week, begging for help on the internet.
Yeah. But how is that any different than any other week?
True. Help me.
Well, in my
internet.
Week, we've already kind of touched on most of it, is we've been playing some bunch of mini games and getting tons of videos out. That's awesome.
So many.
And we plan to be getting more. I can't wait to see what Maz is working on because Maz is
going to be awesome.
But also been, you know, Steam sales started yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I bought myself a 4-pack of Monaco. I've wanted to play that forever.
Oh, yeah?
Let me know because I want to play it. Brent doesn't.
I'll play
He's already told me.
See, I'll play it with someone. But, like, playing it once was really enough. But I'll play it with friends. Like, if it's like, oh, hey, let's play, I'll play. But if, like, you say, hey, here's a list of two games, and one of them's Monaco, and the other one is something I've never played, or really any other game, I'd probably just go ahead and pick that one.
Even a game that he absolutely hates. He's like, that one or Monaco.
I think I'm going to choose that one.
Yeah, well, I'll go with Eve. Right?
I struggled today, actually. I got Fez as well.
Oh, I love Fez, even though I
love Fez, but I hate the developer of it. I just think he's the worst human being on the planet. He's in indie game The Movie.
Okay.
And the more I listened to him talk, the less I wanted to play Fez, despite the fact I really wanted to play Fez. I'm spiteful. It's just awful.
Like, if you could rape that developer,
if I could rape that developer.
Rape.
Oh.
Rate.
Oh, God. That's better, I guess.
Like, I was like, is that the end of the question?
You know, on one end of the scale, Mahatma Gandhi. On the other end of the scale, Hitler. Where, you know, 1 to 10, where would you put him? Hitler being 10.
Yeah, he's around a Stalin-ish.
Stalin, that's still pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Nice. He's just like, system. I'm just a whinging, awful, self-absorbed. I hope he watches the show. He's quit the industry. He cracked the shits at the industry and said, I'm never doing it again. I'm like, well, good.
Jeez.
I'll never buy Fez, but I did today. But it was like $2, so whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, it's hard. I bought. We'd just been playing Just Cause 2. I bought Just Cause 3 today.
Oh, yeah.
I bought Left 4 Dead, even though I don't like that developer because they wouldn't let me play with my name.
Valve. Oh, 7 Days to Die.
7 Days to Die. Sorry,
I was like Left 4 Dead. That's pulling one out of the oldie.
No.
I'm
I don't
know
why.
How long have you waited to buy Left 4 Dead 1? Like, wow.
I don't think I even own it.
The first one? Like, that's one of those, like, how many Steam sales has it already been through? And, like, it's going to be cheaper one day.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till it's a penny.
One day, it's going to be, like, a quarter of a penny, and I'm going to buy it.
But one day, it'll be free like TF2, and then I'll get on board.
But, yeah, the 7 Days to Die, sorry. When it originally came out in beta, they wouldn't let me play with my name, and I, yeah, you guys know that story. That story ended today because I actually got into the game with Afro Monkey.
Yay!
Because I rocked. Woot.
Yay! Woot. So that's pretty much our weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome weeks.
I think that's a trigger.
From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
So, as you know, we are sponsored by Netflix and Audible. So, if
get
you
your
wanna,
Netflix
if you
and
get a,
your Audible podcast books.
So, if you want to get a free month of either Netflix or Audible, you can go to Netflix.com.
Directly into your ears and eyes.
Netflix.com.
From the internet.
/Deadworkersparty.
You can go to the website.
Or audibletrial.com/the chef. And Maz broke Afro.
That's awesome.
But no, those help us out.
Yeah.
So do those. This week, there's a plethora of Minecraft news. The first off being with the old PS3 this week.
Mm. Yeah.
It's got the Minecraft edition launched at a price point of $19.99.
It's too much.
$12.99 euros.
Too much, you think?
I just don't know whether Minecraft is a $20 game anymore. Just
wow, because it's the what, $27.99 full price for PC,
$30, yeah,
something like that.
I mean, if they can keep selling it at that price,
I would say that it's that price if people continue to buy it, like you said.
Well, when's there going to be the Steam sale for Minecraft? Right.
Well,
like, what if they dropped it to, you know, $10 for a month?
The Steam sale was alpha, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How much was it in alpha?
Like $5.
Yeah.
€5, I think. Something silly.
Hmm. Huh. So you missed the sale forever.
Apparently. But Mojang's Owen Hill stated that the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 editions are pretty much identical to play and will be developed in tandem from now on. There is a bit of bad news, though. It looks like crossplay is out of the question. Owen said that the PS3
and PS4 versions are different games with different world sizes. Cross-buy is still being considered, though.
That's silly. I think that's... I thought, like, Xbox and PlayStation not being able to cross worlds, fair enough, because Xbox doesn't want anybody playing with them, do they? But PS3 and PS4? Come on, try a bit harder, mate.
I think in this case you can cross your streams. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, in this one particular instance, crossing the streams is safe.
Yeah. Mm. And if somebody asks you if you're a god,
you say you're a god.
Yeah.
You say yes.
Yeah.
But
so
cross-buy, like, if I was them, I'd be going cross-buy. You buy it for PS3, you automatically get it for PS4 when you upgrade to that, because that's just shit house.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Minecraft. How much hardware does it need to run?
Well, then, and what they're saying is they're different games with different world sizes. And to me, that sounds like...
It sounds like
the PS4 is better hardware, so we can do more with it, we're going to give you a bigger world to play in.
I think it boils down to memory. The PS4 probably has more memory, so it can create a larger world, but that doesn't really... You know, I could understand if you created a world on a PS4 and a PS3 wouldn't be able to access it because it is bigger.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't understand why, if a world was created on a PS3, why someone on a PS4 could not go back and play on that world that's on a PS3.
That may just be confusing at that point.
And
I understand. If you can't do it both ways,
I understand that, but still, it sucks for people who have friends that they've upgraded to a PS4, but their friends haven't, and they can't play Minecraft
together. Now, definitely what I think they should consider and do is to say, okay, like they're saying, they're considering the cross-buy, but they should actually say you can bring your map, too, along with you from the PS3 to the PS4.
Especially if they have some mechanism to where you can convert the map and make it generate more
Generates more around it. Yeah that would be fine.
Right.
Yeah, right. I mean, seriously, like, how big are we talking? Like, do we need it to be any bigger? Really?
And I have it on the 360, but I don't really...
Never play it?
I never play it, because
it's awful.
Yeah, I never play on my 360, and I never got to the point where I got to the edge where I couldn't go any further, so I obviously didn't play it all that much.
Yeah.
But really... Unless you have some like master plan of building some crazy contraption roller coaster in it, I don't see any reason for it to be much bigger than it already
is. Well, they got those plans, though.
Yeah.
That's where all the coolest roller coasters come from, is Xbox.
Actually, why I said that.
How do they do it?
Isn't that crazy? Okay. And
I don't know how people play first-person shooters on consoles, let alone build roller coasters in Minecraft on them.
Yeah.
These people are wizards. Wizards.
They're wizards, they can use what they got.
Speaking of wizards, the Minecraft Realms begins rollout, which is a little bit of wizardry, right? Being able to have like your servers built into the game.
Very weak segue there, but
I didn't want to call him out on that, but
I hate you all. So Carl Money announced Tuesday that the rollout of Minecraft Realms had begun for the desktop version of the game, starting with Sweden. As for other countries, the plan is to wait until after the holidays for the rest of the world to be able to use the service. In response to a customer's query, Carl added that the rollout for Pocket Realms would take a while.
Oh.
So
a while.
That'll be interesting to see.
When it's ready.
Let me call Carl real quick. How much is a while?
Text him
Carl?
Real quick.
Yeah. I don't know. He doesn't know. But we still actually have a coupon from MineCon for Realms, which I haven't used yet.
So
we could do that and try that out sometime just to get a feel for Realms. Yeah.
Check it out.
Do we have an idea of the pricing of a Realms server?
Oh.
Is it going to put a lot of people out of business? That's what I'm wondering.
We actually did a panel at MineCon about kind of Minecraft Realms and parents playing safely. And a lot of the information was that Realms is kind of basics. So if you want to do any kind of modding, any kind of mods to your server, like, it's not going to have Bucket, anything like that. It is vanilla Minecraft. So I think in that aspect, a lot of servers, like, I don't think the mom and pop, like, server farms are going to have to worry.
Yeah.
No.
Because I think there's, I think usually when you get a server, you want mods. You want Bucket.
Basically, the Realms is a, just basically the safeness of it being.
My actual.
Yeah. Mojang's umbrella.
It's under Mojang's umbrella. Yeah. But if you want anything beyond the vanilla Minecraft, then you're going to have to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we talked to Leo Exelson, who is a developer at Mojang, and he does a lot of the, or maybe most of the Minecraft Realms development, and was talking to us about it. But I don't remember exactly what they said that, you know, the monthly fee would be.
Yeah, they didn't have a price point.
Yeah, I guess it's not decided on yet.
So I assume if they're rolling it out, you could go and look at whatever the price is there, convert it to your locality, and you would get a general idea of what it is. And, I mean, they're not going to do it $50 in one place and $10 in another.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's $15 a month one place, it's probably going to be $15
It's like 95,000 yen or something.
Or something like that. Probably just like that. 20,000 I think that's actually lira. The exact amount. You something hit like on it.
You savant.
Like a million rupees.
That's weird. I don't know. So also, if you are looking for discounts, you can go this week and see Minecraft The Story of Mojang for 50% off.
Ooh.
The people over at VHX are throwing discounts with a number of videos at 50%, including the deluxe digital edition of Minecraft The Story of Mojang. This means that you get the movie, family-friendly version, director's commentary, plus extra scenes and deleted scenes, all for $6.
Ooh.
So we'll link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, so get this for your kids or your nieces or nephews. I got this for, I have two nieces and one nephew. I got this for them last Christmas, and it's a great gift. It's half Christmas. Off, and it's not just like a download. Like, how do you give your kids a download? Here, kid, here's a link. Click on it. Merry Christmas. Like, give them a hard copy, you know?
That's what I do to all my nieces.
Here's the link, kid. And go have fun with it.
Nieces, a hard copy.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think this movie is great for is explaining to people who don't get Minecraft what Minecraft is. Like, like my parents, like they're like, you do what? You do a podcast? You do videos about a
game? Exactly.
Like, they just absolutely could not, like, picture what we're doing. Like, you're just wasting your time, and your wife's going to divorce you. You should quit all that. And so,
worst case scenario, maybe.
Right. And so it was an easy segue to say, well, here's a copy of the DVD. It tells you basically all of what Minecraft is and what the hype is. Oh, and I'm in it. You know,
So
here, watch this, and they watched it, and they're like, "Oh, okay, it makes a lot more sense now."
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, and they were still like, "You're wasting your time."
who's that guy you were hugging with the hat on?
That's right.
Yeah,
so that you don't get divorced and die from dysentery.
So, but it's just
wait, did we switch over to Oregon Trail?
Yes, yes. This is the Oregon Trail podcast. Dead Workers on Oregon Trail. So, but
from the other side of the spectrum, though, do you find that it might be a little bit boring for younger people who might not be interested in, you know, business and that kind of thing? Because it is quite, it's a documentary on a production.
That's true. Everybody I've shown it to that liked it, that I knew were over 20, probably.
Yeah, and.
So, but taking a second, my son did watch it, and he watched the whole thing and liked it. I mean, he's 12, but he loves Minecraft, and so his dad was in it too. Yeah, I mean, that helps a little bit. Yeah.
And he already knew what Minecraft was.
Yeah, but this was a great way for people to understand, I think, what Minecraft is.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and $6, like, do it. Like, if they're bored, who cares? It's $6.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Big time.
I think that's what, like, my wife watched it, and she, like, she probably hates Minecraft because it takes so much of my time away from
and
family. But she said, this is actually a really good documentary, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, now I know more about Minecraft, because she knows plenty between me and my son and my daughter.
Well,
right?
But she's probably on the side of your parents, like, you're wasting your time.
No, absolutely not. She supports me 100% in this, but she liked the story as a documentary for what it was. So it's a good documentary, regardless of really if you like Minecraft or not. Now you, I think Maz, maybe there is an age thing that may or may not get it. Probably people who play the game would get it more than people
maybe they can make a kids version of it with more cartoons.
Yeah,
just cartoon every part of it.
Yeah, candy.
More than just
take,
junk
take
boy
the
space.
Entire movie and get someone to animate the entire movie.
Yep, in Flash.
Yeah, and have some Roadrunner effects in it. I would love. Yeah. I would love it.
Some anvils falling on people's heads.
Well, if you package it with candy, that works.
Yeah,
I know when I'm driving around town in my van and I hand out candy to kids, they flock. Yeah.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that anymore.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Minorama, another controversy.
Ooh. How many of them are still alive in your basement, Brett?
Hey, let's don't go there. But so last week we talked about Minorama, and we told y'all that Bebop Box was the host of the event, I think. Or actually, maybe we edited that out. Whatever. So more editing work for you, Eric. But this is a story here written by our good friend Astrogolly. So... I don't know if we're going to have to edit any of this out again. I don't know. We'll talk
to
the
king of the blogs.
This folks makes sense. But apparently in Minorama, there's some controversy, the legitimacy of what is this thing, this event. Mm-hmm. The contracts they are sending out to people apparently are very horrible. Worst contracts people have ever seen kind of thing. Basically, we want to say that we don't know anything about Minorama more than what we see on the website.
Yeah.
So don't like go buy tickets without seeing.
Yeah, and
caveat
emptor. Do the research.
Like we're just passing the information along. We're not endorsing or you know the opposite of endorsing.
Yes.
No, we're saying but stay away.
Endorsing. Yeah, both sides of the road.
I mean, now if they give us some money, we'll endorse it.
Oh yeah, we will be the best endorsers ever.
Minorama.
Yeah.
No drama. Just Minorama.
Give me enough money, I will tattoo it on my forehead. But until then.
So maybe we get them on the show. Hey, if you're from Minorama and you want to come talk to people and tell it what it is.
Yeah.
And want to talk to us on the show, let us know. Brent@deadworkers.com. We'll get scheduled.
We'll give you a platform to see if you are horrible or if you're good.
Yeah.
They've got some big confirmed YouTubers as well, like SGC Barbarian and Husky Mudkips and some other ones.
Yeah.
It looks pretty legit.
Well, they had more, but a few dropped because of the issues. So that's I guess that's what's going on now is you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm reading what Astra's reading, typing to me. Let's move on!
The bottom line is it's not a Mojang, it's not an official thing, so be cautious if you're thinking about going there.
Yeah.
Until we speak to them and... find out what the hell it's all about.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And just to raise everybody's spirits, here's this.
Resources.
That's right.
I like
holidays.
That. I like that.
Holidays. Ding.
Speaking
ding.
Of resources.
Happy holidays.
What's up with the Pocket Edition these
well,
days?
Even though it's been a little over 2 years since the iOS version of Minecraft Pocket Edition was released, it's topped Apple's bestseller charts in both U.S. and the U.K. And I'm okay with the U.K. And in an interview with British newspaper The Guardian, Daniel Kaplan revealed that the end goal for the company is to make the Pocket version as close as possible to the desktop version, including the endless terrain generation.
I like the sound of that.
Daniel also added that Minecraft's popularity with children was a happy accident, as the game was never created with children in mind.
Oh.
Huh.
What?
What?
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
You make a Lego game, and you expect children not to play it.
Why?
Or adults that think on the level of children, as would be, you know, most people in this room.
Well, and that's kind of the happy accident I think that they ran into was they made a game that they enjoyed, or that Notch enjoyed. He enjoyed playing it.
Yeah.
His friends enjoyed playing it. And then, oh, well, kids enjoy playing it too?
Mm. Yes. Excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent work.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
A little technical weirdness going on behind the scenes.
Things.
What do you make of this? Should we stand up in retribution?
No. I think that's all good.
Bakken I'd just edition. Like to see a confused Afro Monkey face.
Hey, you know what you should do this year, Afro Monkey? You should give the gift of scrolls.
Scrolls, don't do it.
This is not helping with my confusion.
Don't.
Well, let me unconfuse you by telling you that Owen Hill announced yesterday that anyone who owned a copy of Scrolls before yesterday, you see what's going
Ooh.
On?
Yeah.
We'll find a gift code for another copy of the game to give a friend.
Ooh, I'm opening scrolls right now.
So what you're saying is that one of you guys is going to give me a copy of Scrolls. Awesome.
Are you getting it, Maz?
Thanks.
Now, I can't find it, but that's fine. Hmm. Trying to do a podcast here, fellas. And I played Scrolls, and I was like, oh, yeah. Does it have multiplayer yet? Like, if I give it to a friend, will they be able to play against me?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I will do it.
Okay.
Sweet.
It just feels like, what's Blizzard's card game?
Hearthstone, yes.
Which has just blown Scrolls way out the water with everything.
Well, but it's not. It doesn't have a hex grid and
no.
It doesn't have a board.
It doesn't look like genre. It was made in the 1990s.
And I don't get Hearthstone. Okay, so like I've been playing Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. And it's a fine game, but they basically just said we're going to simplify Magic: The Gathering into something so simple that your left foot could play.
Yeah.
Without your brain attached to it.
So what you're saying is that
and
I
your
can
right
play
foot
Hearthstone.
Can throw money at us with its toes.
Yeah, exactly.
what you're saying is that I could play Hearthstone.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Absolutely.
Instead.
But it takes so long to get the cards to actually like make your own deck is the problem to me with Hearthstone at the
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, I was watching someone stream some Hearthstone and I'm like, yeah, I get the basic principles, but they're like, oh, if I had this card and if you know something to counter something that the other person did, and I'm like
to me Hearthstone everything is in the deck building, because once you're playing the game you're pretty much on autoplay because it's not really hard to know what you're supposed to do, you know, and so it's like it's all in what did you anyway. This is not Minecraft, so let's move on.
Yes move on.
Well, I was gonna say to like, I don't like the Hearthstone thing because it's a trading card game, but it's digital, and I understand. Like, I just don't understand throwing money for booster packs to get cards that you can't keep. I'm massively obsessed with the Pokemon trading card game at the moment. Every booster pack gives you a booster pack for the online version, and I think
digital cards. Yeah.
That's awesome. Like,
yeah.
Do that, and I don't know. I just don't know about collecting cards online when in 10 years time you're not going to be able to play that game because computers won't be backwards compatible
servers
with it.
Servers will be down and
game
could, at least with an actual card game, if in like you said 10 years time if the game goes by the wayside and they decide it's not profitable for them to keep going, at least you still have the cards, whereas if it's all online then basically you wasted all this money on a game you can't play.
SimCity Social.
Hearthstone 2!
Yeah.
Okay, so until we talk about our trading card gaming podcast.
Yeah.
Which is coming soon. Yeah. Just wait for
coming
it.
Coming soon!
We're all excited about that one.
I can't wait.
No.
I'll be your first guest and talk about Pokemon Park.
Do you have a Pokemon tattoo?
No, I don't have tattoos, but if I was going to get one, it would be
Ash Ketchum
putting Pokeballs up his butt like anal beads. Edit that out.
No, that's perfect. That's awesome.
That definitely goes
in. That goes right there.
Yeah.
So, speaking of
wait,
right
wait,
there.
Wait, before,
absolutely.
Also make sure that you get a close-up of my expression when he was saying
it. Oh, it's God. It's there. Forever. In my brain, where I cannot remove it. Anyway, Dinnerbone took it upon himself to venture into the lion's den of Reddit for an AMA, or if you're not hip to the kids' lingo these days, that's an Ask Me Anything.
Oh, good, good.
Or I'm Ask Me Just About Anything, because I'm not going to answer things I don't want to talk about.
Yeah, you don't want to be like R. Kelly.
Because he didn't answer my question about poo blocks. I'm just going to say, leave that there, that he didn't. He stayed away from that one.
Well, as he should.
Well, whatever. It was a good question. So, but from his responses, we learned a few things. The first, there are currently no plans to add more mobs. There are plans to add more mobs. No, just kidding. More ores and cave types.
Yeah, I like that.
By Notch's request, there won't be smaller blocks. So no quarter
stones. No micro blocks and all that.
Yeah.
Or half blocks, which, or
which would be
quarter,
nice if you're trying 16s. To design something and, you know.
Too much resolution.
Yeah, but
it just changes the game too much.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
Like, if you want quarter blocks, then you should build it four times as big.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And stand way back and look at it.
So Dinnerbone is planning to insert difficulty locking on a per world basis. No clue what that means.
Well, I think that means if you have a world at hardcore that you can't go back later, or vice versa, if you have something on like normal or creative, you can't go back and set it to hardcore, and vice versa.
But why would that be something anybody wanted? That's just limitation.
Well, I don't know.
Like, to me, I'm thinking maybe this is like, okay, I set my server for creative mode or for survival mode.
Yeah.
Well, now my stupid mods who like to cheat and go into creative mode and build stuff cannot do it.
I wouldn't agree with that, but I could see where someone would go into, you know, either creative or normal and get a bunch of stuff and then switch to hardcore, and then they own because... Sorry, I was reading what was being typed.
But that doesn't help us, Astrogolly. Was what I said exactly it? Oh, Afro.
But yeah, you know,
if
you have like a...
Show's
a,
over. See you later.
Bye.
Turn off lights and turn off the feed.
If you have... You can start a world in normal mode, and then once you get everything that you want, you can switch it to hardcore and you know, record and say, hey, I got all this in hardcore. Well, no, you didn't.
But I don't get that. Like, it's your game. Do what the hell you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see. I kind of
like, I believe you, and if that's what it is, that's what it is. But I'm like, why limit that?
And
like everything else, like what I was saying, it's like Bucket can get around it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's a feature. I'm just saying, you're wasting your time. Do something else.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Who's screaming for what you're asking for?
Let's go back to the top one.
Me and Astrogolly.
No plans for more mobs. Put some things in the water that are dangerous, please.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Stop it with the passive mobs. What's the problem there?
Like sharks and like...
get some like sharks,
grandmas
get some,
and scuba
get a,
gear.
Like a really low chance of disturbing a kraken. Like, come on.
Yeah. that would be nice. Astrogolly actually says difficulty locking is optional for players.
Optional.
Difficulty locking is pointless.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's just so silly.
True.
Yeah. Okay, so then last is no current date set for the release of the modding API. We have a video later that
sings and pokes
fun of all
that. But you
said
it was coming out tomorrow.
I lie a lot. You'll learn that.
Yeah.
Learn that.
Yeah.
If I don't know it, I'm going to lie about it. And
Well, thanks for ruining all of my hopes and dreams.
You're welcome.
On the Christmas special. Thanks.
it's like a little
Merry
piece of coal
Christmas.
In your soul.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I'm just going to go to the bathroom and cry right now.
Cool. So I guess we should move on. here's something happening.
Listener contributions.
Santa?
Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Dun, dun.
This is the part where we talk about the contributions from listeners. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, now I know why me and Maz are only on one podcast per week together.
Y'all break each other?
Yeah. Well, jeez. He mostly breaks me, I think.
Oh. You break me. It's like it's like a Tom Cruise line.
It's like Brokeback Mountain.
You break me.
Why can't I quit you, Maz?
Speaking of, I can't quit you. This first one here is from Cheddarface, who says, "Hey, guys, Cheddarface here. Merry Christmas. I'm sure you've heard of me. I am kind of a big deal. I'm in charge of the DWP Secret Santa this year, and to be frank, it's kind of dismal. But...
oh, you should have put the price cap higher, mate.
Oh. Wait, we have a Secret Santa?
We do?
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But now you do. You can help. Head over to the forums, look under the general subforum, and sign Yo Fine Self up. The rules are all listed there, but all you need are a few bucks, a Steam account, and at least two fingers.
Oh, my goodness. What? I think I want to join this.
Why do you need two fingers?
Well, what are you waiting for?
We have one.
Sign-ups end on the 21st, so this is really only going out for the live listeners, but every drop of help counts. Thanks. Love you. All right. Let's see what you did there. See what you did there. But yeah, so if you want to get into like a Secret Santa in the community, especially with the Steam sales going on right now.
Oh, yeah, there are some awesome Steam sales going on right now.
Get that action going over to the forums. Just go to deadworkers.com. You'll see a button for community and forums under that. And go help Cheddarface out. Help the community out. Have fun. That's what it's about, folks.
It
have
is.
Fun.
Good times. Good times.
Playing with Jingle
Balls. Someone will give me a PC game and I'll kill myself.
Oh. What?
Someone will gift me a PC game and I'll just have to kill myself.
Oh, oh yeah. True.
Oh.
True
that. I can't play that.
That's true. You can't.
Yeah. Speaking can't. Of can't playing that, I got really? Nothing.
Segway?
No. You want to read this
why
from
why are you so horrible at these segues?
Mitch Mighty.
There's an art to horrible segueism.
And you have perfected it.
That's true. That is true. Speaking of perfecting segues, Merry Christmas. This comes from Mitch Mady, who says, Merry Christmas. You guys are the best, and I'm so glad I can be a part of this awesome community. Keep up the hard work and have a merry, very merry Christmas.
Oh, was I supposed to do something?
No. And with that, let's hear from Pedro.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey,
this is
Pedro
from Music by Pedro. I want to take a quick second to wish everyone that's watching this, and everybody especially the guys at the Dead Workers Party, a happy and safe holidays. Hope you guys have a great Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate.
You.
And an awesome new year. Please be safe.
Wish
and
I had
yeah, I'll talk to you guys later.
So let's hear that again, and we'll let Masmo know that something's playing on the air.
No, I'm sorry.
You can't hear the messages.
So, we'll let you know when it's off.
Play
here it goes
time.
From Pedro.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Pedro from Music by Pedro. I want to take a quick second to wish everyone that's watching this, and especially the guys at the Dead Workers Party, a happy and safe holidays. Hope you guys have a great Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate. And an awesome new year. Please be safe. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah. Thank you, Pedro, for the awesome holiday wishes.
I just want to apologize to the raging chat room at the moment who are so annoyed by
No, you
broke me. That makes everything better.
It's an audio technical thing, but thanks, Pedro. Oh, and he's in the chat room. Awesome, awesome.
What's up, Pedro?
Hey, Pedro.
Happy holidays.
We
love all the messages. Good times. Speaking of holiday messages, we have a non-holiday message here from Farmer Bo, who says,
"I have Farmer Bo, and this
I wanted to know. Oh. I'm Farmer Bo, and I wanted to know whether you thought that Minecraft though was still going forwards, or do you think it's kind of slowed to a stop? Thanks, Farmer Bo, who hasn't stopped with Minecraft now.
Who has kind of stopped?"
Oh.
I mean,
I missed that word. That changes the entire meaning.
Yeah.
Who has kind of stopped with Minecraft now. So, has it slowed down?
I mean, they keep doing releases. We don't know what's coming in the next kind of release. It'll take probably a month or two to actually see what's in there, but I think it's going forward.
I think it's still moving forward. It's just
absolutely
a lot of things that people wanted have either been put into the game either by Mojang or they've been put in by modders. Yeah. So it's kind of identifying what they need to put in officially in the game.
And it's expanded.
Basically, yeah. The thing that they really need right now that they don't have a date for is the API for modders.
Yeah. And they've hired someone on specifically to work on that. So
and
we'll definitely see it a lot sooner than we were.
Yeah.
Since Minecon. You know,
but other than that, I mean, really, is there a feature that you can think of that you're like, I can't live without?
Yeah.
And I can't think of really anything.
A friends list or something like that would be
nice. Well, I mean, but that's... I mean,
like a social aspect to it, maybe?
The social aspect, yes, but it doesn't have any... I mean, it has an effect on the game, I guess, but it doesn't have, like, a direct effect on the game.
But I think Eric's right that's the next... The aspect they're missing from Minecraft is that social...
Yeah.
Aspect that most games have, like Steam has it. Well, you didn't do Steam, so now I can't use Steam to do it, so do it yourself. Yeah. Put in these items that are missing from it. You know, like the Curse Client, you can basically do like a friend's thing, so it's like there's third-party ways to do it, and there's probably mods that do it, but that's a core functionality that I think they need to... Yeah. Put in themselves.
And for every game, like there's millions of games coming out on Steam every day, right?
Yeah.
And every time we get together, our little core group of gamer friends, we get together. First thing that we do when we play a multiplayer game is, okay, so how do we party up? How do we group up? Okay, where are you at? Where are you at, guy? Hey, where are you at? Oh, there's a building next to me. Oh, screw the building. Where's the friends thing? Here, add me. That's always the first thing.
Yeah.
And then in Minecraft, there's never been that, ever.
Well, and also, like, they kind of have to... I don't really want to say that they're scared to step on the modders that are already making mods for them.
Oh, no, you heard it here first. Ephra says they're scared.
But there are a lot of modders who put a lot of effort into making their mod work for the game, and they see that that's a good idea, but... By implementing it themselves, possibly in a different fashion, you're both duplicating what a modder has already done, but also possibly breaking what they've already done.
Yeah. But they've showed that they'll work with them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zarks. You know, we got horses. So, I mean, I don't know. I agree with Eric on this one. I think we need the social aspect.
Yeah.
That's the next big thing I think they need to...
Yeah.
They're doing the Twitch. Kind of is in that same area of, hey, outside the gameplay, and let's give some other features.
And like for me, like with the Twitch stuff, I wouldn't necessarily use the internal streamer to stream Minecraft, but the ability to link my Minecraft account so that when I'm streaming, I can see my Twitch chat in-game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So beneficial.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, because when I'm streaming, I have my Twitch chat on a different monitor, so I have to actually look over and see. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's integrated in game, I see it right there, what I'm looking at right away.
Yeah.
So beneficial. I love that feature. More social aspects is pretty much where to go at this point.
Where to go, folks. And speaking of where to go, let's hear from, you want to hear from someone else?
Oh, a new message?
Yeah, a new message.
Sure.
Let's listen to our admin of the Shaftlands himself, RP Gamer.
Nice.
Greetings and salutations. This is RP Gamer 99 wishing you and yours a very festive holiday season.
Woo!
Very cool.
RP Gamer 99.
And thank you for all you do. and all of our mods. Y'all are all awesome. We love you.
Notice how I was quiet during
RP,
that one.
You were quiet.
Good job.
I'm learning.
RP, I am.
He can be taught.
Oh, now he's not quiet.
I missed the DWPP of me sitting behind you and staring at your back as we're playing video games. I missed that. I can't wait till next year when I can stare at your back again.
Oh, yeah.
WPP, Columbus Day weekend.
Yes.
Every year.
Yes.
Plan it.
I have some stuff planned for DWPP.
Oh, I like that.
To make the Debt Workers Party stream of DWPP better.
Oh, nice. Are you going to wear a dress or something like
technical
that?
Stuff.
Oh, technical okay. stuff. Yeah, cool. yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah. We'll talk about technical stuff later. Should we move on to... Because we're running long already.
That sounds dirty.
It is dirty.
This next one here is kind of on the same idea that Farmer Bo had from Detective Sheeps, who says, Minecraft used to be so cozy. It had such a nice feeling to it. Now they're focusing too much on making everything look so professional. It just doesn't feel the same. And they are even adding magic things like potions and enchantments. Minecraft has lost that cute and good old touch that no game could copy. I mean, you see the new horses? They even have their own box. They even have their own box at the bottom of their feet representing their foot. I don't get that. And they have a neck which is diagonal. Okay, I see that, I guess, and the horse anyway. Minecraft is looking way too professional. What has happened to the game I fell in love with? Sad face.
I know what he's talking about there in terms of everything used to just be blocks and stuff, and now the horse has a little bit of a lot of detail on it.
Right, too much.
But this guy, Detective Sheeps, just sounds a little bit too much like an old, like your grandpa, like, back in my day, we used to play with a stick on the end of a string.
We used to walk uphill both ways to get to school.
Afraid of change. And here
we used to play kick a can.
Kick a can.
And here's the great thing with Minecraft, right?
Yeah.
We've got the new launcher, and maybe he was scared to upgrade to the new launcher and doesn't realize this.
Right.
You can downgrade your client to whatever you want. So if you want to go back and not have the new shiny stuff, you can play that game forever.
And it doesn't actually have to be an official Mojang launcher, like the jar file doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
It can be a modded one.
Yeah. So I don't get this kind of stuff, honestly, because you know the way to make a game die is to never change anything in it. And that's the game you have, and you'll get sick of it eventually.
The only thing that I can not really agree, but I can see where he's coming from is, yeah, he might feel this way, but not everyone does, and they're all moving to newer versions, and he's staying with the older one that doesn't have all the things that he doesn't like. But, I mean, and, like you said, for the game to survive, it has to change.
Yeah, and you don't have to play with the new stuff. I mean, I've never made a potion, ever. It's just too much. Too much stuff. Like it's
too much
kind of
effort.
Like,
yeah.
If you want to play it like you used to play it, just building stuff or digging stuff, you can still do that. They haven't taken away any of the old stuff.
Yeah. No. That is forbidden. You cannot build stuff in Minecraft.
And that's great, man.
Just ignore the patch notes.
me and Brent have both never made a potion to this day. Right?
I'm doing a let's play right now to kill the Ender Dragon because I've never done it ever. I'm trying to get whoever wants to join in, like you and Afro Eric.
I would like to do it legitimately because only time I've killed the Ender Dragon has been we wanted to see if there was anything that we could get from the end that was useful for our build, and then the world was recreated.
Well, and I've kept myself virgin, I guess, on this thing because every server we do and every server that's like refreshed or whatever, it's always, hey, we're going to go in and kill the Ender Dragon. Do you want to join us? And I'm like, no. I absolutely do not want to go in and just kill the Ender Dragon before I do it legitimately.
Okay. Yeah. I will say this. When you decide to do that, I want to be in on that. Like,
Well, you'll join me. When I start doing a Let's Play, you just join me and Maz and Eric and
because, like I said, I've killed the Ender Dragon, but it wasn't legitimate, and I feel kind of bad about that.
I killed it with one of my pals, Brucey, Bruce Uncut on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We killed the Ender Dragon. Totally legit. It's hard work. It's good times, though.
It was hard work just doing it when it wasn't legit. Like, I'm like, well, I can't see how people do this legitimately as I'm hitting the Ender Dragon with my infinite arrows.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, like, with that in mind, like, to me, there's a lot in Minecraft there, to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so there's
a lot of stuff that I have not done yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I can see where, I mean.
I've never fought a wither boss yet, either.
So there's a wither boss?
I've done that in an illegitimately. Map. Yeah, in adventure
maps. Oh, yeah. In adventure maps, yes, but not in-game. I haven't spawned it and taken it on. I look forward to that. I'll do it one day.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I haven't done yet, but I play Minecraft, but I play other games. There's a lot of stuff that I haven't done yet that I want to experience. So maybe after I've done all that stuff, then yeah, I can kind of understand the mentality of there's not enough stuff to do, but
yeah,
there is.
There's plenty of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, there's still a lot of stuff for me to do in Minecraft.
Yeah. Mm. And you don't have to do what you don't want to.
Yeah.
So next here from Jiggerbob, our good friend who makes some awesome maps, says, I played your Galel minimap in Multiplex 2, and it was brilliant. Any plans for more DWP maps? That's big compliments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to do something.
And if you haven't played it, look for his map, Multiplex 2, and we actually have a sexton that Eric and I did with his help. And
yeah, it's crazy.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool,
guys.
It's
got an invisible genie,
basically.
And a cow.
Yeah, stuff you never see. You don't see this stuff. We thought outside of the block.
Yeah, there's a camel in it.
I like what you did there.
You like it?
Yeah.
Have you guys started playing any adventure maps that have their own resource packs with sounds and things in yet?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did one called the Manor. It was the Manor 2 basement. Super scary. A lot of sounds in that one.
Oh, so that's one with a like big baby head.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Is out of nowhere.
Baby heads, big burritos.
Right. I have to say that I did not play this, and I am already terrified.
It was very scary. That was part of our Halloween week.
Cool. The Halloween corresponds with my birthday. I was born on October 28th, so I was probably intoxicated somewhere at the time.
Too much
mushroom stew.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, bring it to Minecraft. and this last one that we have here. Oh, wait. It also says, Jiggerbob says that he and Ron Smalik are working on a new map together. Last time they collaborated with City of Love,
which was awesome.
Which was totally awesome.
Oh,
and what will happen this time? Who freaking knows? Because that last one was so insanely crazy.
I watched and we the last loved one. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't even know what to expect at all.
You as the angel and Brent as the devil.
Yes.
Was just brilliant.
Yeah. So, yeah, we love playing weird maps like that. And so, yeah.
And we love watching you.
We need to get together with Jiggerbob and Ron and make some stuff together because, I mean,
some ideas.
We have ideas and we can build and we can do some stuff. But like,
we're very demented people who have a lot of ideas of things that would be bizarre and people would find disturbing, but in the long run would be good.
And we let them do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah,
and stuff,
yeah. We don't like do heavy lifting.
You know?
That's no. Yeah.
Because that was what it was, right? We were like, we want to do this, and he's like, okay, I can do that for y'all.
Yeah,
okay,
like,
cool.
Okay, good.
Cool. Story makes sense now. Let's keep going.
Just let us know when you're done.
Yeah.
So this last one here from Aztec Consulting.
Aztec.
Happy holidays to my brother.
Brother.
And the chat mods and the fans in the chat and listening to the podcast, I wish you all a safe and magical new year. And Aztec, he's our man on the Twitter, so if you see our Twitter feed, that's usually Aztec sending those out for us, because he's a very, very kind person. There's so many people that do so much stuff for us that we appreciate you all, and I wish I could
thank you all. Or the words that you're looking for is da bomb.
Da bomb.
Yes.
Speaking of da bomb, let's hear from another great mod and helper with everything we do.
Yes,
that
sir.
Alice.
All right.
Hello, this is Alice. I'm part of the Dead Workers Party, I suppose. Just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. And thanks for the great New Year's, I suppose. It's been an absolute hell of a good time. So a Happy New Year's, and hopefully you will have a great New Year's. Hopefully everything will go just as planned. I hope you guys have a good one.
Yay! Awesome. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you, Alice.
Alice is totally awesome. Thank you very
Unfortunately
much.
For us, nothing ever goes as planned.
I played some Cards Against Humanity online with that Alice. She introduced me to it, and it was hysterical fun.
Yes.
It's on my channel if you want to check it out. But, yeah, it's great. She's great.
She was the one that introduced me to that game as well, and I've had some very...
She's got a lot to answer for, this woman.
Very bizarre, yeah. Like... Usually all the racial cards that were played in Cards Against Humanity were played by me because I knew I could get away with it.
Yeah.
Or it was played when I was the card czar, and they're like, you got to play to the card czar. So that
That's right. Speaking of cards, here's this.
Excavation Station.
Ooh, got a little Christmassy at the end. Whoa,
yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Where's my turkey nice. At?
Yeah, an explosion of holiday cheer.
Christmas came early.
Maz has something here, right here, to start us off with the old excavation station of something that he wishes was in the game.
Absolutely. Something I've found is dying and losing your crap is kind of part of the point of Minecraft. Especially when you've got diamonds and stuff, I don't think you should be able to just teleport yourself back to your house and put your diamonds away safely. But what's
don't
going on in
it.
The
diamonds?
You go ahead.
Ever Muggy breaks himself sometimes. I don't know. He's broken.
And I believe you should have a backpack drop. I know there's a mod where if you die, all your stuff gets placed into a chest, but you know, I'd like to see it in vanilla rather than your stuff exploding all over the place. I reckon it should drop into a backpack that just stays there forever, like a chest in a dungeon or whatever, you can find your way back there.
I like that idea.
I do too.
Like, but I think there should be some restrictions. Like, maybe you should have like a backpack item in your inventory already.
Yeah. Like a bag and a bag?
Yeah.
Or?
If you have that item and you die, then all the items that you had, or as many that will fit in there, are, you know, it's an item that is dropped as a block and is there forever until you come back. But if you,
I could handle.
Yeah, if you don't have that item, then if you die, then it just does what it does now, which is explode all your items all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, you drop them.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. It would run some havoc with the capes that they've got on, but I'd love to see, like, I've got a backpack on, and you trick around with a little backpack, and you know that if you die, your stuff's going to be safe. yeah.
Actually, I would have loved to seen that on the Minecraft server when I died and lost all of my stuff.
While you're making your road.
Yes, my road. That Bitburner finished for me. Thank you, Bit.
Well, that's good. I would also like to see a kind of tracking device that you can make that you can put in your backpack, so that if you do die and your backpack drops, if you were holding the tracking device, you can find your way back to where you died.
Oh, that is freaking genius. I like
and
that.
I think it should be numbers rather than like a compass. It should be numbers so that the numbers get smaller the closer you get to it, and it's got, you know, latitude, longitude, and depth so that you know.
So it doesn't.
Where
you
it
know,
is.
What this, whatever this tracker device is, it doesn't point you directly to it. You have to actually do some thinking to find that backpack.
Yeah. It doesn't, it's not like go this way.
Yeah. It's like look at this device and you're like, oh, I'm getting closer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like FTB does it. They put a beacon down and you can see it wherever. I think that's a little too easy, and the interface kind of breaks the illusion of Minecraft, but
yeah, but
I
but,
like your idea.
But something
better.
That, you know, you're like you have to look at these numbers and like, "Oh, well, I'm at, you know, X whatever and my stuff is at Y. I need to figure out how to get to Y."
Yeah.
And I don't have an arrow pointing me in the direction of where Y is.
Yeah.
The numbers would be there, and it'd be like you in relation to it. So it'd be like 300, and then you walk a certain distance and like, oh, the number's going up and going the wrong way. I'll go this way. Yeah. And then I have to go left a bit to make that number smaller, and I have to go digging deeper to make that number smaller, and then, oh, look, there it is on 000. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah. I
and,
like that.
But then you've got, to make it.
I think it's a ding.
Yes, yes.
Excellent.
I like it.
Nice. That's it. So this next one here is from Octuplex.
Octuplex!
And we're going to do a few of these because we're already running over an hour.
Yeah.
We're like an hour 20. So anyway, Octuplex wants asymmetrical skins. Currently, your right leg on your skin is simply a mirror of your left leg. I would like the option to customize limbs individually.
That would be good. You could put a watch on one hand.
Oh,
yeah, I like I like the idea. I think it's good.
There's really no reason not to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a hard fix either, really.
Is that okay? So that doesn't mean that I want to pick with my left hand instead, right? I mean, if we're talking skins, then of course they're different. It's not a mirror.
It is. If you color in one leg brown, your other leg will be brown too.
Yeah. Oh, I could have swore they were separate.
Nah.
Are they not?
No, it's a mirror.
Oh.
It's a mirror.
Okay.
Out of your mind.
I'm glad that all of my styles are symmetric then.
Well, that's...
at least in Minecraft they are.
I get a ding too.
Two dings.
Of course, in Minecraft I wear a three-piece suit, and I don't know why.
We're the mayors of Ding City. And also, you know who else likes this?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Of course he likes it.
Yeah.
You know who else likes it?
Who?
Brucey. Let's hear from Brucey.
All right.
Hi everyone, it's Bruce from 8Bits Podcast. I'm here in our Minecraft server. Just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy and Safe New Year. Hope you get everything you want. And stay tuned next year for some exciting things with our podcast. And enjoy the shaft. Merry Christmas.
Yay, Brucey!
Brucey! That's nice. Awesome!
So thank you, kind sir.
You want to do that next bumper?
Are we going deep and long?
Yeah.
Whoa,
into the shaft. That's where we are. I don't know. I'm making it worse.
All right. Silence.
It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Wow.
Whoa.
Excitement has just happened here in the studio.
Did I tell you guys that I'm very, very excited right now?
Really?
Yeah.
You sound super excited.
Yeah. Super excited.
Super.
Super. So, what's this first item up for dibs, Bob Barker?
This first item up for dibs is a link to Creeper Cold Weather Gear. Steven Dingler tweeted this pic of an adorable hat and mitten set handmade by his friends Paula Hudson Feehan for her son Cameron, who must be quite the awesome Minecrafter to get this special treatment. Great work, Paula.
Yes.
Oh,
that is some fine
work right there. Yeah. I'd wear that in 0 degree weather. Actually, here it's like 75 Fahrenheit.
Yeah,
shorts and t-shirt.
I mean,
weather.
It's not that high, but it's, you know, a bit warm for that.
Yeah. So, what's this next one up for bid?
Why don't you read it?
All right, it's Tiny Minecraft. Oh, the Ron Smalik has done it again with another amazing Minecraft map. This time, he's taken the mechanics of tablet-based games like Tiny Tower and made this mini-game of resource management, building housing and hire, build housing and hire villagers, collect income and keep on building. It even includes in-app purchases.
What?
Not real money.
That sounds crazy.
That sounds
crazy. And I watched this trailer.
Crazy.
It is.
It's pretty epic.
I don't really understand what's happening. We have to play it to probably get the real effect.
Well, but,
we probably won't
a new
understand
Ron
it
Smalik
even
map,
after we play it.
You know, you got to play it if it's an R. Smalik production. So.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
What?
I was just making a comment, and I was laughing at my own comment. Can I do that?
No, you can't do that.
Oh, no, you can't, apparently.
Yeah. Well, Eric is not the boss of me.
Oh, okay.
Who is? Absolutely. Is it Angela?
Angela.
Who the hell is Angela?
Samantha.
Man, huh? Eric is not talking
oh, wait,
about
wait, who is wait, the wait, boss? Wait, 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 wait. I totally get it now.
You work for a TV station! You need to know!
That doesn't air that show!
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. And the next one by Bebop Box. This is We Found Fun, the newest parody. This is awesome. Bebop Vox gathered up a host of great people to make this brilliantly executed parody of Rihanna's We Found Love, and the video features tributes to some of the best-known 8-bit games.
It's
now,
an
I had a little bit of
video.
Hand in here. This was the thing that I was kind of vague on for the last couple weeks, where I was saying that I was working with some friends on a thing. For some stuff.
Yeah, and you would tell me details and then say, don't tell anybody. Thanks for that, buddy.
Yeah, so I was doing the sound effects for this. Verbal Processing and Bebop Vox, they came to me and were they had the idea of maybe possibly putting sound effects in a music video, and they didn't really know if that would work or if but the video itself has a lot of action, a lot of motion, a lot of stuff, explosions and punching and stuff like that. So they're like, I don't know, maybe try it and see. So I put some effects in there. He gave me like the first minute.
Let me expand upon this.
Okay.
Eric puts them in there and sends it to Bebop. And immediately, Bebop's like, that is awesome. I have other things that I want you to do. And
yeah.
Eric's thinking, oh, yeah, he'll send me that stuff tomorrow. And no, that night, he's like, Here, I want more stuff.
Yeah, more, more, more. At first it was less is more, maybe less sound effects, but then it was like, it kind of grew on him, and they're like, oh, this is really cool.
He saw the majesty of it.
Yes. So I had an awesome time. I loved doing it. It was super freaking sweet. The whole thing turned out awesome. It took them like 7 months to do all the animation and the singing and everything. Everything was top notch. So you got to go see it. I'm sure you probably already seen it by now, but if you haven't, go check this out. Just search for We Found Fun and check it out. It's awesome.
In an 8-bit place. It's amazing. It's an amazing
world.
Video.
Yeah.
I love all the video game callbacks from like Mario Brothers and Castlevania and stuff.
Yeah,
they're just
Zelda.
So good.
Yeah. So
it just makes those games look great in Minecraft.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, very cool.
Very cool.
I'm sitting here watching it.
Very cool.
Not even hearing the music.
Very cool. Yeah.
The video itself is amazing. So can't wait to see the next one, right? It's always the next one, right?
Yeah.
And he's already working on the next one, too.
Yeah. So very cool, Keith. Good stuff. Very, very cool. So the last one we have here is Lewis and Simon. You know, the Yogscast unleashed this parody of the UK Christmas hit Stop the Calvary to express their craving for the long-promised modding API. Mm-hmm. So they've been tweeting about this, and if you've been waiting for it, it is out. So we'll link to this. Where's the modding API? I think even Kaplan responded to it with a WTH. So it's good stuff. Definitely worth watching.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking of definitely worth watching, we're running a little late tonight, so let's hear from our good friend Hodge Josh.
Oh, okay. Let's do that then.
Hey guys, it's Hodge Josh MC here. I just wanted to wish you and your listeners a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year. You guys are awesome. Thanks for everything that you do.
Hotshot!
It's very cool. Been talking with Hotshot. He's going to be on the show in either January or February.
And today's his birthday, isn't it?
Yesterday.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Raylan's going to be on the show either in January or February. We got the guys who did the Minecraft book.
Ooh.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's pretty cool.
And the guys who really make it, those guys are really awesome, too. We hung out a lot at Minecon.
Daniel Goldberg and Linus Larson. I believe it's, I don't want to give the date because I forget right now, but it's early January. They are going to be on the show and possibly giving out copies of the book. Follow the Twitter. Aztec will keep you apprised of when that cool stuff will happen.
Yeah.
For sure. Call us at 256-812-1010. Everyone who listens to this show and helps us out, just a big thank you. The feels. You guys are why we do this and why we can continue to do this, and we love you for it. So thank you so much. Have an incredible holiday season. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa.
I would
have to bring up Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Chinese New Year.
Just thank you so much.
Also, shout out to Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yeah. You better bring me all the things on my list.
All of them.
Are being excruciatingly good this year, and
I have
really.
I need those Pokemon cards.
You know he's gonna know if you're lying. So
I know.
Yeah.
And speaking of masks, thank you so much for all the recording you've been helping us out with the.
No worries, man. I'm really excited about our Christmas business.
Awesome.
Looking good.
And go on over to YouTube.com/ExtremeBeyond. Twitch.tv/ExtremeBeyond and Twitter.ExtremeBeyond and give Maz your love. Please.
Go sub that man.
Right now.
Yes.
I love your sexy faces if you do it.
And you, and you just made a hilarious live action short film.
That was funny.
You've made a lot of really cool live action stuff that I feel like you need
more
attention.
Ain't
no leakage. I know. It's like you need to go check out his channel, seriously. Also, all of his Minecraft series are like brilliant, and actually, a lot of editing has been done to his videos. It's all good stuff all around. So do it.
Head there and
come
seriously,
check me out.
Love the last video, Maz. The live action stuff.
I know, that was dead mustache.
We're awesome. Hoping the Australian Broadcasting Corporation gives us money to make more of that.
That would be awesome.
Good luck with that. Is that views? Do we send people?
Yeah,
watching
views.
It?
Yes. More views.
Bring so we love views. You.
Also,
Merry Christmas.
Congratulations to Hat Films also for reaching 500,000 subscribers. Woo-hoo! Hat Films, you guys are awesome too.
Trot's face is the reason. That guy's face is just the best thing the internet has.
I can't make it go.
I missed something.
Congratulations, you made it through the shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hello, The Shaft. This is Astrogali, wishing you and your viewers and listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Dead Workers Party Network.
Happy holidays to you.